Okay, my friends. Wow. It's your friends, Mommy, and what's your name today?
What do you want to be?
Oh, a big old question mark. We're going to get to find out. Think about it. And we've got a story for you. We're going to be reading Prince of a Frog. The story and the pictures were written by Jackie Urbanovich. And we're going to be reading it to you today in our own special way, which, if you haven't been with us before, it usually means quite a bit of commentary, so buckle up. And we're excited about it. Do you know who you are, or do you just want to be unnamed until later? Unnamed. Mommy and her unnamed sidekick. Here we go. Once... Oh, you're a dog. No wonder you couldn't say anything. Sorry, friends. Mommy and her dog. Do you have a name? What? Oh, I'm going to name you then. I'm going to call you Spot. Why? Because it's a great name for a dog. Very traditional. Like Rover. Uh-huh. Maybe I'll call you Spotty Rover. Or S-R. A little bit of both. What? Oh, you're an all-black Scotty dog. Well, then maybe I should call you Jacques. Okay. Like in Lady and the Tramp? Why did they name him Jacques? That doesn't make any sense. If he's Scottish, he should have a Scottish name. I should call you Robert or William. How about Billy? Yeah. All right. Mommy and Billy the dog. Here we go. Once in a faraway pond lived a frog named Hopper who loved to play. He crooned tunes, but the fish thought he was off scale. He kicked like a pro, but the ducks thought he was quackers. Even the herons thought he was too odd to eat. And we can see they're looking at him. The herons are looking at him and they say to each other, I'm dieting. They don't want to eat that frog. Hopper just didn't fit in.
What's wrong with me? Young pond hopper. Perhaps you are not a frog.
Oh, he looks like a frog, but maybe he's not a frog?
Please, I'm green and goggle-eyed and my feet are webbed. What else could I be?
There's a tale once told of a prince who turned into a frog. Perhaps you are that prince.
The voice that you're hearing, this old person voice, is actually a very old looking turtle. Is it a tortoise?
Yeah.
It's a tortoise.
That explains everything. But what's a prince?
Oh.
A prince is a charming, brave, and loved.
Wow, how do I become a prince again?
With a kiss from a princess, of course.
So all I have to do is find a princess? How hard can that be?
Says our friend the frog. You know what I think? I am not so very convinced that he is, in fact, a prince. But let's see. At the edge of the pond, Hopper heard tap, 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 coming from the treetops.
Excuse me, are you a princess?
What is it that he sees?
A woodpecker.
What'd you say?
Are you a princess? Pollywog? Princess, Platypus? Princess? No, I'm a woodpecker. Why?
Never mind.
That woodpecker is kind of hard of hearing. Across a distant field, Hopper smelled something gross.
Oof. You're not a princess, are you?
Hardly. I'm a skunk.
Phew.
Guess he's probably pretty happy that the skunk is not a princess, because imagine having to kiss a skunk. Be awful, you would smell bad for a long time.
Then, deep in the woods, Hopper found someone helpful.
Psst, I hear you're looking for a princess.
Yes, I need a kiss from a princess so I can become a prince.
You're in luck. I'm a magic fox, which is better than a princess. Come closer. And I'll turn you into a royal.
Okay, right there. What do we know about foxes? He's not done with the sentence, you're right. Ooh, thank you for saying that. It should be read like this.
Come closer and I'll turn you into a royal.
Because there's a dash. What does that mean? It means turn the page.
Snack!
Oh my goodness, when we turn that page, that fox is after that frog who says,
Ribbit, why did I ever leave the pond?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because someone told him that he was something that he's not, right? And he believed it, right? That's the real problem here. So away he goes, running away from this fox who is on his hind legs, ready to snap him up. Thankfully, though, there's some interference, because out in the field, we can see a dog playing ball. And the dog kicks his ball and bap, smacks that fox right in the noggin and knocks him for a loop.
You've saved my life,
says Hopper.
Does that mean you'll play with me?
Says the dog. Well, Hopper kicked like a pro because he's got that ball. You know, the dog has that ball that he's kicking around. And the dog caught his flies. And Hopper crooned tunes and the dog howled in harmony.
You're great, says the dog. So are you. My name's Hopper. What's yours, princess?
Says the dog. And the frog goes,
what?
Oh my goodness. And as the dog says that, what does the dog do? Gives him a good old-fashioned lick.
I've been kissed by a princess. Did the magic work? I'm green, goggle-eyed, and my feet are webbed.
I'm still a frog.
Well, here's the thing.
I knew he was green frog.
You gotta be comfortable in your own skin. You gotta know what you do have going for you. And be grateful and thankful that you've got that, because that is what makes you special.
No, and, he says it more like this.
Mm-hmm.
I am still a frog.
But he can kick like a pro, and he can croon tunes. Now,
what's wrong with being a frog?
Says Princess.
I thought I was a prince trapped in a frog's body, and your kiss should have made me charming and brave and loved.
But you already are, says Princess. Oh, I love her question. What's wrong with being a frog? There's nothing wrong with being a frog, is there?
if your kiss didn't change me, then I must have been a prince of a frog all along. It just took a friend to show me. And that is a wonderful lesson. Because you have a purpose, just the way you are. And you are right, just the way you are. And that's super important to know, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Don't let anybody ever tell you otherwise. And that, my friends, is the end.